This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
A developing story we're following, a published report that the Trump administration is planning to cut nearly $11 billion from public schools and other education initiatives, with about 4% or $400 million of the money going toward charters and religious schools. The Washington Post obtained those documents. Onto a separate part of the federal budget, the funding of scientific research. Reporter Ari Daniel has our story.
A very sophisticated microscope churns to life.
It's great technology for actually watching molecules moving around inside a living neuron.
Avital Rodal is a biologist at Brandeis University who studies, among other things, diseases like Lou Gehrig's and Alzheimer's. She uses this microscope to do her work, and it didn't run cheap.
Around $800,000.
Rodal compares running her lab to a small business. Her budget for salaries, equipment, overhead, and travel runs about $700,000 a year. A good chunk of that money comes from grants from federal agencies like the National Institutes of Health. But the Trump administration's proposal would cut the NIH budget by 18%, which has Rodal worried.
Uncertainty means that you can't hire people or you can't start a new project. Uncertainty means not funding new scientific ideas.
Ben Hamlington shares Rodal's concerns. He's an oceanographer at Old Dominion University, where he studies sea level rise. He's on the hook to bring in $500,000 a year to keep his lab running. And most of that money comes from NASA.
Yes, I think climate change and sea level rise type work will come under extra scrutiny just because of the political nature of it.
The president's budget plan seeks to reduce funding for NASA's Earth science missions and grants. Hamlington anticipates more competition for fewer resources and a hit to student funding. NASA declined to comment for this story. The NIH wrote that it's had a, quote, long history of bipartisan support and stands ready to work with the administration to improve people's health. Meanwhile, Hamlington is looking for money elsewhere. And when his students ask for advice, he tells them to do good work. In Boston, I'm Ari Daniel for Marketplace.